From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is coming under increasing pressure to deal effectively with the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, so he's set to put a lot more heat on BP this week, including a demand that the company set aside a substantial amount of money for handling claims from people affected by the disaster. The president is expected to outline that plan in a speech from the Oval Office tomorrow, his first as president. But today, Mr. Obama flies back to the Gulf Coast. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports. It's the president's fourth trip to the region since the spill began.
For the first time, he'll see the relief effort in Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. His previous visits have all been to Louisiana. The White House recently released video of his last trip, produced by White House videographers. In the footage, Mr. Obama tells fishermen affected by the spill, "Even though I'm president of the United States, my power is not limitless. I can't dive down there and plug the hole. I can't suck it up with a straw. All I can do is make sure I put honest, hardworking, smart people in place." The president's first stop today is at a Coast Guard facility in Gulfport, Mississippi. Then he'll visit a staging ground in Theodore, Alabama, where workers are cleaning oil-soaked boom to be redeployed into the Gulf. He'll spend tonight in Pensacola, Florida. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
BP's board of directors is meeting an emergency session in London today. Larry Miller in London reports the company is expected to escrow a scheduled dividend to shareholders, setting aside that money to help deal with expenses from the oil spill.
Any deferment will be done reluctantly. BP says it's in good financial condition and can afford the cost related to the oil spill. There's also concern in Britain that BP is being singled out by President Obama for political reasons and that investors in Transocean, which owns the ill-fated rig, will be allowed their $1 billion dividend. BP reports that as of today, half of the more than 50,000 compensation claims have been paid. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Security forces in Kyrgyzstan are struggling to contain the ethnic violence sweeping that country. The government says at least 117 people have been killed, but the leader of the nation's Uzbek community tells the Associated Press the death toll is higher, and he says 100,000 Uzbeks have fled to the border. The violence threatens to destabilize a country that's seen as a key way station for troops and supplies headed for the U.S. military effort in Afghanistan. Searchers in Arkansas are looking for a person still missing after flash floods swept through a campsite late last week, killing 19. Emergency crews are using specially trained dogs.
Lucky, come on. Good dog, run it.
Robert Holmes with the U.S. Geological Survey says he's on site trying to figure out why the flooding was so severe.
Anytime you have this kind of loss of life, there's catastrophe, and we need to understand what happened here. So that's what we're down here doing, trying to figure out what kind of flow rates we had.
Holmes says the flooding peeled asphalt off roadways. This is NPR News. As European Union foreign ministers gather in Luxembourg, there are indications that Israel may be willing to soften its position somewhat on its blockade of the Gaza Strip. Former British Prime Minister and now Middle East envoy Tony Blair is predicting a significant easing of the blockade. This year's Tony Awards, Broadway's highest honors, have gone to a range of plays, but Jeff London reports the big winner was Red.
The John Logan play about artist Mark Rothko took 6 Tony Awards, including Best Play. Best Musical went to Memphis, an interracial romance set in the 1950s. It took 4 awards, including Best Score by Bon Jovi's David Bryan. Best Revival of a Play went to August Wilson's Fences, starring Denzel Washington and Viola Davis, who picked up awards for Best Actor and Actress. Best Musical Revival went to La Cage aux Folles, which captured 3 Tonys overall. Other winners included Hollywood stars Catherine Zeta-Jones and Scarlett Johansson, both making their Broadway debuts. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Jimmy Dean, the country music star turned sausage entrepreneur, has died at his home in Virginia at the age of 81. Dean's entertainment career was at its peak in the 1950s and 60s. His biggest hit song was Big Bad John. Dean then parlayed his popularity into a line of sausage products, which he pitched in down-home television ads.
Sausage is a great deal like life. You get out of it about what you put into it. And at Jimmy Dean, we put in the good quality cuts of meat.
Dean sold the company to Sara Lee Corporation in 1984, but he clashed with the firm a few years ago when it let him go as company spokesman, claiming he was a victim of age discrimination. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.